Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Chof Dalet. We're holding Chof Gimel Amid Beis, the final line on the Amid. The Gemara begins, Ki Osir Rovin Omer Reb Yochanan, and then it continues on, Reisha Be'edim Psulim. What is this all about, Rabbi Yisrael? You recall that we learned yesterday in the Mishnah something astounding. It said towards the end of the Mishnah that when you have two Balei Dinim, two parties who are fighting in a litigation, ze poisel edav shel ze, ze poisel edav shel ze. Each one can go and disqualify the edim of the other side. Now, the Mishnah also said you can disqualify dayanim of the other side. But that I can understand. I don't want this bezin, I want another bezin. I think that bezin will be more charitable to my views than the other bezin. Okay. But edim, you only get two edim that were there, to go and say, no, I don't like these edim. I think they're no good. Please, I reject them. How can you do something like that? So you're going to tell me we're talking about that he's rejecting them based on some sort of psul or korva. But that's not the case. Because the Chachamim in our Mishnah said to Rameir, Amos, I bizman shemevi alei and rai shehen kroiven oi psulim. Avim hoyu ksheirin. Eni achol apoyislan. How does Rameir say you can just simply say, these edim, they're no good. I don't, you get them out of here. How can you say something like that? And in fact, Reish Lakish says on the bottom of the Omid, on Chav Gimel Omid Aleph, the last three lines, Om Reish Lakish Pekhadosh, the great holy mouth of Remeir, Yoyim Adover Zedajin, go and disqualify other people's Eidim. Can you imagine, Chas Hashom, someone comes into Bezdin, he's accused of being Mechal Shabbos, and you have two people that are giving Eidus, they give Hasra, and they told him, and it's Shabbos, and he said, I don't care, it doesn't make a difference to me, blah, 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 blah. Says the party that the who's of the subject matter, he goes and says, nah, these two Eidim, they're no good, they're dishonest, I don't like them, get out of here. Mm-hmm. I mean, what? On what grounds can you just go and disqualify Eidim? So that was Reish Lakish's kasha, and the Gemara struggled to try to find an answer. How can Rav Meir say, I disqualify your Edom or those Edom? On what grounds? On what basis? The Gemara gave a couple of potential answers. And the final answer that we had yesterday was of Rav Dimi Omer Rav Yochanan. If you want, you can look back on Chof Gimel Omid Beis. Just about 10 lines before the wide lines, Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said the name of Rav Yochanan. Oh, Machlokes B'shtei Kitei Edom. He had two parties, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven brought, not that he brought, but he said to Bezin, Rabbi Yisai, I have such a convincing winning case, I can bring you two pair of Edom that saw how Shimon borrowed money from me, and he didn't give the money back, I can bring in two pair of Edom. Okay, so far, Bezin says, bring in the first pair. He brings in the first pair, and Shimon immediately challenges them and says, these Edom are no good, and he tries to bring up whatever grounds he can to go and reject them. So says Rameir, if he has solid grounds, yes, he can reject them. Says the Rabbanan, no, you can't, unless you have some sort of these takapsulim or kroivim. You can't just go and say, I don't like you, Edom. So what was the machloikis? So the last pshat of Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan, was whether tzorech levarer or ainet tzorech levarer. What means tzorech levarer? If a person makes an argument in Bezdin, he has to be able to go and back it up and not just say empty argument. He has to be able to establish what I said is true. And therefore, if he said, I'm going to bring in two pair of Edom, he better bring in two pair of Edom, whether he likes it or not. So therefore, says Rameir, even if Shimon disqualifies the first pair of Edom on whatever grounds, it doesn't make a difference. Who cares? It's going to be a meaningless gesture. Because if Reuven brings in the second pair of Edom, and the second pair of Edom are kosher and fine and everything is great, he'll win the case based on the second pair of Edom. Elamai, you're going to go and tell me he's not going to bring the second pair of Edom, then he's going to lose anyway. Because Rameir holds that Reuven that said, I have two pair Edom, better bring the two pair in. That's the svara of Tzorich Levarer. Well, the Rabbanim say no. Even though he says, I have two pair of Edom, he only has to bring in one. So when he brings in that first pair, how can the other party go and challenge him? He's a negeya b'edus. And that's how we explained the machlokes yesterday in the Gemara.
How would you, I mean, Borer in our parable.
I realize we're doing now Chazor of yesterday.
I know, I'm saying, but just the language, the translation of the word Bar, Levarer.
Levarer means to go, did you ever hear
to
on...
To verify?
No, not to verify.
Clarify?
Clarify. To make it Borer.
Yeah, yeah.
To
that's,
make it clear, no, cut, the whole word.
That's what I wanted to say. Because okay. Borer okay. Is the name of the parrot.
Yes. It's also on Shabbos, if you're taking...
The 39...
It's also called Borer. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Everything is fine. One of the 39 sabbatical
restrictions.
Categories of constructive work.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Excellent. Anyway, so that was a chat yesterday of Rav Dimi. The only reason why we're repeating it is not only for Chazara purposes, because the Gemara is going to refer to it shortly. So Rav Dimi said the machlokes between Rav Meir and Chum is tzarech levarer or ain't tzarech levarer. Ki asir Ravin Amar Biyachon, on the final line on Chaf Kim Lamed Beis, he said no. A different pshat. Reish is talking about the Eidim Psulim with Dayanim Ksheirin. Ooh, what does that mean? It means that this second party, right, if you have Ruvain bringing a litigation against Shimon, Shimon not only passels the Eidim, he passels both the Eidim and the Dayanim in one breath, so to speak. It doesn't have to be in Hebrew, but the point is he passels both of them. Because these Dayanim are worthless, these Edom are worthless, get them all out of here. And guess what happens? So the Beis Din listens to what he has to say, and he finds that vis-a-vis the Edom, when he said, there is some truth to what he says. Yo, is all good. Rashi doesn't tell us how they were able to confirm that what he said is true, but they were convinced. You see the top Rashi, Be'edom Suma, Dianim Ksheirim, Baldin, Poisel, Hadianim, Viha Edom. He passed both. Dayanim, you're no good. Edom are no good. The nimtzu dvar of emes ala Edom. And we were able to confirm that what he said about the Edom is true. For instance, Gemara yesterday said they were from the mishpacha of Avodim. We did our genealogy test. They happen to be Avodim. So even though vis-a-vis the Dayanim he was not able to prove anything yet, what the Gemara is telling us is something amazing, something very novel, that since we see Legabe the Edim, this second Baldin, the Shimon, the other party, was absolutely correct in his statement that these guys are worthless for testimony. So even though Legabe the Dayanim, we have no proof positive that he's right, says Imar, Migui to pass the Edim, since obviously when he was talking about disqualifying the Edim, he was right. Passing Nami Daini, we'll say Amigoi, that we're going to secondarily say that he can passel the Dayanim as well. And that's why it says in the ratio of the Mishnah that a person can passel Dayanim. Not that he can just go and passel Dayanim willy nilly. However, if he had made a charge of passelis, both vis a vis the Edom and vis a vis the Dayanim, and on the Edom we were able to go and confirm he was right, helps Migoi to go and sweep up everybody, the Dayanim as well. And the Gemara says Seifa is the same thing. Dayanim psulim, the Edom ksheirim. Again, that same Baldin said that both the Dayanim and the Edom are possible. On the Dayanim, the Beis Din was convinced that in fact he is right. The Edom we don't really know, but the Migad pasli Dayanim pasli nami Edom. Oh, so that's the reason why Rav Meir says in the Mishnah you can passlate not on their own, but if you passle both Dayanim and Edom. And it turns out on the Dayanim you were 100% right, then Migoy, you can throw the Edom into the mix as well. Again, see the next Rashi, Seifa, the third line from the Omid. So Rashi, Shenim Tzidvar of Emes al Dayanim, Shepsulim Hay. When he accused the Dayanim and the Edom that they're both possible on the Dayanim, yo, what he said is absolutely true. M'shem Hachim Hem Nino Le'u'ah Edom, and therefore we believe on God of the Edom as well. Aliv Dram Meir. That's what Rameh said in the Mishnah, we believe in vis-a-vis the Edom, Rabban Leslam Igam, the Rabban obviously do not learn that Igam. Aha. So therefore, that's the new pshat in Rameh. According to Rav Dimi, the reason why Rameh says that you're allowed to go and pass the Edom is talking about because there were two kitois, and therefore you always have that second one which you have to bring in, Levarer, and according to Ravin, the reason is because Migoy that he was able to go and pass the Dayanim, he's able to passel also the Edom.
Is Dayanim
this is a court of three that he, this was Zavla, they had, or they had two.
Makes no difference. The point is that there were three Dayanim sitting there on the panel, and now Shimon, who is the one who was Shlepta Rain and Bezdin, he says that one, two, or all three of these Dayanim are Psulim. Why are they Psulim? Because they're Kroivim, because they happen to have a genealogy, one is an Eved.
He chose himself.
Okay, even if that one is kosher, if the others are no okay, good, then the whole panel is
okay,
no good.
Okay.
So, Maskel Rava, Mishlemen, Migrida, Pasli, Eidim, Pasli, Nami, Daini, Ika, Beidina, Achrina. I can hear the Svara that when he passes both the Eidim and the Dionim, even though he has no goods on the Dionim, however, he was able to show that he's right in passing the Eidim. So he said, okay, Migoy, it worked on the Eidim, so take the whole statement and throw out the whole bunch, and we start from square one. I can understand that you pass the Dayanim, even though we didn't find any credible evidence that these Dayanim were Psulim, because worse comes to worse. It can be Din Achrena. You know, it's not the end of the world. You have other options and alternatives. You go across the street, or you'll go to Brooklyn, or you go somewhere else, and you have another best. If you're going to tell me just because he's right that he was able to disqualify the Dayanim, he also has the ability to go and automatically disqualify the Edom without any evidence. But Edom Suleka, you can't go and create new Edom. After all, either there were Edom or they're not Edom. Once you say that these Edom are no good, then the other guy loses the case. The case is closed. He doesn't have any other Edom. So that doesn't make sense anymore. Oh, Leitzricha the Ikakata Cheres. It's talking about that he had two Kitos of Edom. And since he had two Kitos of Edom, meager that you passel the Dayanim, you passel one Kat of Edom. And don't worry that you passeled one Kat of Edom, because he has a backup set of Edom. So just this Kat was rejected, and the other Kat will be there to go and be able to testify on behalf of the other party. Zokimar, Haleka Kasa Cheres Mai, what happens in fact there is no other Kat? Hochanamidli Matsi Pasli. Then in fact you agreed that you could not pasel. If that's the case, Rav Ravdimi. Isn't this the same as Rav Dimi of yesterday? Because what did Rav Dimi say yesterday? It's talking about in our Mishnah that there were two Kitois. But if it was only Kat Achas, even Rav Meir would agree that you can't just willy-nilly go and reject Edom. Remember that was back in the Gemara, if you want to take another look. Back 10 lines before the wide lines. Yes, Rav Dimi, Amar, Rav Yoichel, Mekloi, B'shtei, Kitim. Emei, Hol, Sarech, Levar. Rav Yoichel, Zavri, Eina, Tzarech, Levar. That's because you have two Kitois. Avikas, Achas, Divri, Akoil, Ein, Yochel, Lepoislon. Guess what? Based on our now new interpretation of Ravid, we have the exact same thing. That if they're two Kitois, yes, he's believed with the Migui. Migui that he was right on the Dayanim to pass the Eidim, because there's another cut left of Eidim. But if there's only one Kat, you cannot just simply, wow, I passel the Dayanim, I also passel the Edom. You can't, there are no other Edom in town. Oh, so therefore, Frank Timora. So the very distinction that Rav Dimi made yesterday between two Kitois and one Kat is the same thing that Ravid is saying today, between two Kitois and one Kat. That's what Timora said, like Tzvicha, the Ika Kat Acheres, that there's a second pair of Edom, so if you disqualify one, you still have the other. Like a kat acheres, my what would be the din? Hachanamid lematzi pasli. Raise my hand to Rav Dimi. So what's enough community between Rav Dimi's pshat of yesterday and Ravin's pshat of today? They both come out bottom line the same way that Shimon can only pasl one kat of Edom if there are two altogether. According to Rav Meir, if there's only one, even a mayor agrees you can't just go willy nilly pasl somebody. Everyone come in now, you migui. Oh, the Rav Kimini is the new pshat today of this migui. Migui meaning that I don't even have any credible evidence vis-a-vis either Kat of Edom. I just say Mitoiras Migui, that since I had evidence to convince the court that the Dayanim were possible, I'm wondering which court decided that
exactly,
they were possible.
Yeah.
Okay, so either they had to go and decide on their own, or they had to bring an appeals court. But bottom line is, once he was able to establish that they are possible, Migui, we empower him all to disqualify the Edom, but only, of course, if there's a second pair. But it's only Ravin that holds that. Rav Dimi doesn't hold that. Rav Dimi says, what did Dayanim have to do with Edom? Dayanim are basel and Edom are kosher. Well, you know, what would one thing have to do with the other? So tomorrow, Migui Demara. So tomorrow, Ikabinayu Migui. Tomorrow, Sava Amrina Migui, Mara Sava Loi Amrina Migui. And with this, we have concluded the discussion about where is Rav Meir coming from when he says that one of the parties can just reject the Edom out of hand. Question.
We've had a principle elsewhere, and I imagine we'll get to it later on in our Masechta, that if you have a whole group of Edom, and you parcel some of them, you parcel all of them, you cannot break. What determines, how do you circumscribe, these Edom are one cot, these Edom are another cot? A person comes and says, I have witnesses. I have, okay, first two come forward. What ritual, what formality says that these cot are now circumscribed and separate from the others, and they're being parceled, allows the others to retain their eligibility in kashrus?
If they come together as one group, or they come together as two groups?
And they come into the Bezdin's?
Exactly. One of the Balidinim says, I have a pair of Edom, bring them in. After they're finished testifying, he says, oh, by the way, I have another pair of Edom, bring them in. So if he brings them in separately, each one of them has
their own. So he's defined them as a separate group.
As well as the Edom themselves. I see. Edom said, we all want to come together as one. But if they go together separately.
And pairs, two by two. Okay.
Exactly. Okay, so with this we've concluded the beautiful discussion about what Reyes Svara in our Mishnah. But now that we get off a little bit into the beautiful Agarta. So Gemara Gufa, Omer Reish Lakish. Remember we started off today's Gemara back on the Omer Aleph. Reish Lakish said, I can't fathom how someone great like Reb Meir, the great, called the Meir Aneni, is the Chapek Kadosh. And you're going to tell me that he says that any litigant comes into the courtroom and he can just say, I don't like those Edom, let him go home. You know, how can you say something like that? He's in the Negea Be'edus. And even if he's together with a second person, he's still in the Negea Be'edus. How can you say that? So we have two pshat. Omer Reish Lakish. Pekodish Eim Adover Zeh. And therefore, yesterday in the Gemara, Reish Lakish wanted to say Tni Edoi. Not two Edom, he's only passing one Ed. And the Gemara rejected that Shat, as you remember, on the Amar Aleph, because Gemara is in the Manavshah. If it's talking about Lishvua, how can he passel an Eid when the Torah would kashen him? If you're talking about Mominus, one Eid is not enough anyway, you have to have two Eidim. Anyway, that was yesterday's Gemara. Zokti Gemara, I don't understand how Reish Lakish treated Reb Meir with such great respect and reverence, because I find that Reish Lakish had a very tough personality.
Sure.
Where do I find that? V'ma'ula, harayis Reish Lakish v'yisemedish. If you ever saw Reish Lakish learning the Besmedish, you would be fascinated. Kilu oikir horim, as if he would uproot mountains, v'toichlan zeh b'zeh, he grind one against the other. That's how great his koyach of pilpul and amkus and learning was, that he can go and bring two huge mountains and crush them together, grind one against the other. And therefore one would think that with such great powers of analysis in the Gemara, that he would not be so subservient to Reb Meir to go and say Pek Kodesh. Omer Ben Ravina says, I don't understand why you think that this is so surprising. Reb Meir was still li'eila, greater than Reish Lakish. Okay, Reish Lakish too took already two mountains. He went into the Catskills, took two mountains, Teichlin Zeh B'Zeh. Do you know what Reb Meir did? Reb Meir went to Mount Everest. He went to the tallest mountains in the world, and he was able to be oiker them and Teichlin Zeh B'Zeh. So wouldn't you expect that even Reish Lakish, and certainly everybody else, would show tremendous respect for Reb Meir? Says Gemara, you're 100% right. I misphrased that initial comment when I started the Gufa. Hachikama, bo'uri e, kama mechavmin zeh zeh. Look how the Talmid Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael were going and were mechaviv. They were beloved one to the other to the extent that each one would mechavid them in such a beautiful way. He's a pekodosh. And the Gemara gives us an example. Ki had the Yosef Rebbe, the Ka'ama. Rebbe was giving a shiur, and he was saying, Rabbi say also lahatmin es hatzoinen. What happens if you have cold water, and it's Shabbos, and you want to insulate that cold water that it should remain cold the entire Shabbos? Unfortunately, that person's refrigerator or freezer had broken down, so he wants to use hatmana. Now, what would you put around cold water to keep it cold? Obviously, you put it in some sort of kli, in sort of vessel. But around the kli, you can put in choyl. Choyl is sand or soil, and apparently that keeps cold water cold. If you don't believe it, try it out, but not on Shabbos. Do it in the middle of the week. Go and take something cold, put sand around it, stuff it very nicely, a room and see whether it insulates properly or not. So says the... Yes?
Is it
Shelby.
You can see that at the beach.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the cold water has the sand around it.
Ah, very good. Okay. Thank
and
you.
The other thing is, these Talmidei Chachamim were not only at the peak of their learning, but the peak of their love for one another and a respect for one another.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Peak.
Beautiful. And that's why they were able to take the two peaks and go and grind them. You've given us a better understanding. Now we can peek into what's really going on in the Gemara. Yisha Koyach. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So this is what Rebbe wanted to say. Don't be matman tzoynen. Now what's the problem with being matman tzoynen? Our Gemara doesn't go into Hilcha Shabbos, but back in Masechta Shabbos, the reason is a gzeira. If you're going to allow for matman tzoynen, you're going to be allowed to be matman chamen. What's the problem being matman chamen and Shabbos? Because gzeira shema yatman beremetz. What's remetz? That's hot cold. And if you're afraid, this item is not staying sufficiently hot, it might stir up the cold, and that would be mechata b'gecholim, it would be a told of mavir. Anyway, bottom line is, Rebbe wanted to pass in Oslaha. So, Omer Lefanav, Rebbe Shmuel b'Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Shmuel b'Rebbe Yossi was a Talmud sitting in front of Rebbe, and he said, Rebbe, I want you to know Abba, my father, that's Rebbe Yossi, hit to the hot in this way, and he was mad, he said, it's okay, it's mutlach. Oh, once Rebbe heard that, if that's the case, Rabbi Yossi had already paskin, then I'm quiet, I withdraw my Dvar Halacha, we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Amra Papa, Bora Eikam Machavin Ze Ezeh. Look at the tremendous respect that Rebbe had for Rabbi Yossi. Why? Till Rabbi Yossi Kayim, if Rabbi Yossi had been alive at this time, there's no doubt that Hayekofof V'yoshev Lefnei Rebbe, he would go and sit there in front of Rebbe like a lemela, like a quiet lamb. He would cough off a yoshiv with chil ura odi yoychezer, with tremendous respect for Rebbe. How do I know that if Rebbe Yossi were alive, he would go and conduct himself in such a beautiful, reverent, respectful manner? Because here we're talking about Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi. Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi was memale mokem avoyis of Abba. He was the replacement and the successor to his father. But not only replacement and successor. Says Rashi, Choshev Ka'aviv. He mamish filled the shoes of his father, was just as Choshev as his father. And since we see that he, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, had kofa the Yoshev of Rebbe, undoubtedly his father Rabbi Yossi would also have been kofa the Yoshev of Rebbe. And if that's the case, then Rebbe would say, okay, Talmud, that's what you hold, but I hold differently. And nevertheless, the Ka'amar Kvar Hoyer is okay. Rebbe is now giving cover to his Talmud and saying, oh, Rebbe Yossi Kvar Hoyer is okay. After all, you don't have to give so much cover for your Talmud. You should go and simply say, okay, you hold like that, I hold differently. No. That shows the tremendous chadivas and the tremendous kibud each one gave for one another.
But how can you extend the cover you give an earlier generation to their children? We have another story, I think, in Erevin, where Rebbe talks about seeing Rebbe Meir from the back. It was like seeing Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, the kavod that we give is the earlier generation is not the same kavod we necessarily give their children, because they came from a different world. They mainly came from Europe, from a world of Torah. We don't, and their kids are Americaners, you know? I mean, like, okay, nice, you know, Yankees, right, big deal. They're peers. Mm-hmm. So why are we extending and saying is because he gave kavod to Rebbe Yossi, he would give kavod. I understand if he gave kavod to the son, you can extend it to the father, but not vice versa.
So, okay, let's just go over and understand what's happening over
right,
there.
Right.
Rebbe is giving a shir. Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi is sitting at the shir.
Right.
Rebbe is now issued a psak halacha also lahatman.
Rebbe Shmuel refutes it and says, "My father reversed."
Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yossi is sitting at the shir, and he said that my father already years ago paskin faket.
Right.
So Rebbe could have said, "Okay, with all due respect to Rebbe Yossi, very very nice. However, I disagree." But he didn't do that. He said, "I go and rip up my psak din. I wrote a 20-page thesis on this." Right. I rip it all up because I defer to the great Rabbi Yossi. Now, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, had he been there at the time, undoubtedly he would have sat in front of Rebbe, just like his son sat in front of Rebbe. How do I know that? Because, says the Gemara, because they were on the same Madrega, and Rashi says it was Choshev Ka'aviv. And so therefore, undoubtedly, just like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi was sitting there like a little lemela. Lemela means like a lamb.
Right.
case, we can assume that Rabbi Yossi would have done the same thing. And if that's the case, why would Rabbi have to go and show so much deference to someone who's sitting in front of him like a young Talmud? He should have said, okay, Talmud's very nice, what you said, Haglamasa, the Psak is not like that. The fact that Rabbi was able to defer and say, Rabbi Yossi, I now forget about what I said, I defer to you entirely, that shows the tremendous kibbud that one had for the other.
But my point is not the dynamics of the story. My point is that Rabbi Shmuel wasn't saying in his own name. He was saying in the name of his father,
exactly,
who was superior to him, and I don't want to say this to Rabbi, in terms of age and authority.
Stop. He was certainly superior and senior to his son, Rabbi Shmuel. But the Gemara is assuming that he was not superior and not senior to Rabbi.
Okay.
The Gemara is assuming that if he were alive, he would sit there
defer to Rabbi.
Okay. Defer totally to, and Rabbi is now deferring to him. Okay. So it shows that each one is mechabed and mechabed one another. Okay. Since we got off a little bit on a tangent talking about the tremendous respect that one Talmud showed for the other, Talmud Chacham showed for the other in Eretz Yisrael, now we're going to go and bring Ashtik L'Agadata. As you'll see, this Ashtik L'Agadata based on Psukim in Zechariah, where the Pasuk says, Omer B'Oishia, Ma'itach Siv, says in the Pasuk, Ve'ekach Lishnei Machlois, I, Zechariah, took in hand two shtekinis, two canes, Li'echad Karasi Noyim, Li'echad Karasi Choyvlin. One of them I called Noya, the other Choyvlin. What does this represent? Noyam ilu tamid chamish beretz Yisrael. This is referring to chamish beretz Yisrael. Sheman imim ze leze b'halacha. The word noyam or man imim comes from Lashon Ne'imus, that they treated with each one with pleasantness, with pleasantries, with courtesies, one to the other. Choyvlin is like a Lashon of mechablin. We know that from
Choyvel.
Unfortunately, that's Perka Choyvel. But in today's jargon, mechablin are the terrorists. Instead of treating each one with courtesy and respect, they scream at one another. Every once in a while, you go into a besmedish where they're learning, and once
on a brain in his head.
Okay, so you look at mechablim, you see in the middle of the Rashi, mechablim, beloshin az v'cheima. He speaks to him with fury. However, in Eretz Yisrael, with noichin yachad, ma'ayin yachad, u'mesaken et derizeh, v'ashmu yoytze le'or, the two would sit together. Yankel, come, let's learn it together again, let's go over the sugya once again, and eventually they would come to some sort of understanding. And now the Gemara brings a similar discussion based on other psukim in Zechariah, v'yoymer, eilish nebenei hayitzar hu oimdim, and then there's another pasuk, shnaim zeisim oleha. One pasuk refers to two bnei yitzhar. Yitzhar, as you know, means olive oil. The Torah refers to giving truma from Dagon Tirosh bnei yitzhar. So that's olive oil. Zeisim, on the other hand, is referring to the zayis, the olive itself. So one pasuk talks about the two bnei yitzhar, the two olive oil, so to speak, and the other one talks about shnayim zeisim, the two olives. So make up your mind. Anthony Mark. Yitzhar amr b'yitzhar. Once again, each one treats the other one with respect, like olive oil that flows easily and flows smoothly. So that was their relationship, a smooth, wonderful relationship. Each one was bitter to one another in halacha. We know that zayis is bitter. We have that in Noyach, where it says that the Yoina came back and was holding the Ali Zayas, and Rashi says, what was his kavan in holding the Ali Zayas? He said, I'd rather have my mezoinus marurin al yedei kodesh baruch hu instead of having sweet honey al yedei basa v'da. Anyway, so Zayas is considered to be bitter compared to the olive oil. So this is Tamid HaChamanei, so Tinu HaChamanei in Pav. Zokti Mara, Ve'esa Einai. Again, we're going back to Psukim in Zechariah, and it says in the Psukim, and this is not really related to the previous Gemara. However, since we got into Zechariah and these interesting metaphors and Mishalim, so now the Gemara says that he saw, I raised my eyes and I saw going and flying in mid-air, says Navi Zechariah, Shtayim Noshim, two women, Yoitzais, who are said traveling, Veruach B'Kanfeyam, and they have a spirit in their wings, so that to one of them at least they were flying with like the kanfei chasida. We'll see what that means in a moment. But they carried up the eifa bein hashemayim bein haaretz up there in the skies. Where did they take the eifa to? V'emre lai, limlis labayis be'eret Shinar, to go and build a home in Shinar. Shinar, of course, is Bavel. Okay, so now, that's what it says in the Pasuk. What does this mean? Rabbi Birchan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Yechoi. The two women, this is Zuchanufa, Vegas Saruach. Chanifa, of course, is when you try to go and be machmir to flatter someone falsely. If you want to flatter the person by saying he's a choshevim, he's not a choshevim, there's nothing wrong with that. But when he doesn't have certain property, if the person is an amoris, to call him a Talmud Chacham, and things of that nature, that is Chanufa. Gas Zeruch, of course, is a person who is full of arrogance. So these two women represent the Chanufa of the Gas Zeruch. She ordered the Bavel, and they both came down from elsewhere, and they landed in Bavel. And therefore, those are the two women. Rashi says that Eifa is a reference to the Yetzer Hara. The two women are the Chanufa and the Gasas HaRuach. That's what it said in the Pasuk, Ruach B'Chanfeihem. That's the Lashon of Gasas HaRuach, that under their wings they were carrying all of that wind and that drift. So that wind, that means that they were Gasas HaRuach. They acted in a very arrogant fashion. The Kanfei Chasida, says Rashi, is referring to Chanufa, Shemarim Atzmum Chasidim, that goes in flatters himself or herself by making themselves as if I happen to be a psachoshev chosid, when really that's not the case. Anyway, so these two yordu lebavel freitimar the gas zeruach lebavel noches. Is that true that arrogance came to bavel? Va'omer mar asor kavin gasus yordu li oilam. As you know, there's a gemara that goes through all the asor kavins,
right.
And one of the asor kavins is that 10 parts of gasus of arrogance came down to this world, and tisha not le elam. Elam took 9 of the 10. The Yachas Kolon Kulin, and the rest of the world only took one part, and the rest of the world includes Bavel. So Bavel therefore had only a very small portion of Gas HaSaruach. And you're telling me that Chanuf and Gas HaSaruach all landed in Bavel. I see it landed in Elam and not in Bavel. In the Bavel Noches, initially they went and both landed in Bavel. However, then the Gas HaSaruach was able to find a connecting flight. And then it flew off, left Bavel, and went over to Elam. How do I know that that's the real pshat? If you look back in the pasuk which we just quoted, Livnos lo bayis be'eret Shinar. The Chiddush should go and say Livnos lohen bayis. Each one of the two women, they would want to go and build a home, or at least one home for the both of them. Why did it say Livnos lo? For one of the two, Shmamina, the one tak is stuck around, and that's the Chanufa one, while the Gas HaRuach moved over from Bavel to Elam. Vomamar. Similar Gas HaRuach and Nius, that if you want to see where does Gas HaRuach come from, Gas HaRuach often comes from Anius. That a person who's poor wants to show off that they're rich. That's why virtually all of the rich simchas that you go through that are, what do they say, over the something,
top, right? Over the top.
Over the top. It's usually people that can't afford it because they have to go and show. Ich bin ocha knacker. Because the guy that's really rich, he doesn't have to show off. He can have a regular takonis chasana. Everybody knows he's rich, you know, you don't have to prove it every single step of the way that. Okay. Anyway, similar gas to Ruach Anius. Unfortunately, many, many people in Bavel were very, very poor. So if you're telling me that Gas HaRuach and Anius are related, so you would have thought that the Gas HaRuach should be here in Bavel with the Anius. Everyone, my Anius, Anius means Anius Toira. Techsib, Ochus Lonektana Vishadayim Ein Lo. What does that mean? We have a young sister, and she's not able to go and produce milk to go and nurse babies. That's Elam. Shizach Salama. Yeah, there are people there that know how to learn. However, they never were Marvitz Torah, and they never taught others. And therefore, Elam became a place of Anios Betoira. Since it's Anios Betoira, you have tons of Amaratim. And when Rabbanim or Darshanim or Dayanim would come in and give a shir, yeah, I know more than him. Well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a really big, he has a long beard, but he's an Amurit. Why do they say that? Because they themselves are Amaratzim. Therefore, says the Gemara, that's the connection in Elam between Anius. Anius doesn't mean Anius in form of money, but Anius and Torah, that causes them to be Gas HaSaruach, and therefore to dismiss Talmid Chacham and Rabbanim and say, I know more than them. If I wouldn't be working full time, but I would be in the Mismanish, I would know double, triple what that person learned, etc., etc. So that's Gas HaRuach and Anius goes together, but Anius in fine. Frank Dimora, my Bavel, we spoke so much about the Talmid Chacham and Bavel. Can you explain to me Bavel? Now there are two pshatim now in this Gemara. One pshat is, we just said now that Bavel is better than Elam, because in Elam they learned but they didn't teach. That's why there was Anias Patayra, but not a Bavel. Bavel, they had tremendous Talmid Chacham, not only learning, but also teaching others. And in fact, Rashi says that's the difference between Ezra and Daniel. Daniel was in Elam, like it says in Kapitel Ches in Daniel, Vani b'shushan abira asher bi Elam. And unfortunately, although Daniel was very great in Torah, Lo Yiribetz Torah, he did not have the opportunity, or didn't take the opportunity, to teach others. Ezra was in Bavel, and he taught Choyku Mishpat Yisra. Aha. So therefore, in this sense, the next Shikl Gemara is talking very positively about Bavel. My Bavel, Amr B'Yochanan, Belula B'Mikra, Belula B'Mishnah, Belula B'Talmud. What does that mean? The Gemara is saying that the word Bavel is similar to the word Bolul, and just like when you go and bring a Karban Mincha, and you have to take the flour, and you have to mix it with the oil, you have to mix it well so that it should have a good consistency. When the Ravina and Ravashi put together the Talmud Bavli, they did it so well that they did a beautiful blend of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. So anybody that knows Shas automatically knows a great deal of Tanakh, knows all the Mishnayos, knows all the Gemara, and that's how Bavli became such great Talmid Chachamim. So in this respect, of course, it's a very nice thing about Bavel. There are others that say that the Gemara's Kavan of Rabbi Yochanan is just the opposite. Since we said before that in Eretz Yisrael everybody's mechav of one another, but outside in Bavel they're mechablim zeh lazeh. Unfortunately, each one is screaming at the other one and is not as friendly as he could be. The reason is because the whole Talmud Bavli is all confusing. It's all mixed up with Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud. Hard to understand, hard to fathom, hard to be ma'ayin, and that's why everybody's always fighting with one another. Nah, you don't know what you're talking about, that's not the pshat. So therefore there are two pshat in what Rabbi Yochanan is trying to say, yesh darshan l'shvach, and yesh darshan. And finally the Gemara says, v'machshakim hoishivani kimeisei oylam, v'mrabi yirmiyah zeh talmud shel bavel. Now this seems to be a very critical vart, and it's saying that Talmud Bavli is v'machshakim hoishivani, Kodesh Baruch Hu, by giving us the Talmud Bavli, you have Hoshivani, you've placed me that I'm residing, I'm sitting, b'choshech, kimeisei oylam chas v'sholom, like people who passed away. And this, of course, is a very critical comment. It's saying the Talmud Bavli is either so difficult, or, if you learn like we just said, Belula, so confusing, I feel like I'm in darkness, I have to grope through the dark tunnel to come out of the other end to see a little bit of light. So in that respect, it's not such a positive comment about Talmud Bavli. But you may recall two or three Siyum HaShasim ago, the Novominska Rebbe Zatzal said over a beautiful vote from one of the early Hasidic giants. I don't remember who it was from. Maybe the Rebbe Rabinim, maybe it was from the Badichiva. But one of them said, it's a different shot altogether. We have a Pasuk in Tanakh, Menachem Meshiv Nofesh. What is Meshiv in Yiddish? Meshiv means to dekviken the neshama. The dekviken is not, there's not an easy taich in English, but it's not only to restore, but it's also to comfort and to satisfy. All of those three come together. Menachem, Meshiv, Nafesh, that you dekvik my neshama. My neshama was in agony, and what you did was assuaged. You restored it, and you
assuaged it.
Assuaged it. Oh, very good. Assuaged it, and you made it comfortable, and you made it to feel good again. And therefore he says, that's pshat in this machshakim, in the depths of the Golis, where Nebuch, it's choshech all around us at all times. Hoshivani, you went and assuaged us. You went and comforted us by giving us the Talmud Bavli. With this, we're able to go and breathe and say, ah, Baruch Hashem, we have the Torah, Torah Ner Mitzvah, Torah Or, and that lights up our Golis. And with this, we start on the brand new Mishnah Zok the Mishnah. Amalai. We already referred to this yesterday in the Gemara, and now we're going to go into it in greater detail. Omalai neman alai abba, neman alai avicha, neman alai shloi shiroi yabakar, remeir oimer yochel lachsamai, v'cham oimer eini yochel lachsamai. What happens, we have now the two litigants, they are trying to go and first figure out what the rabbinic tribunal is going to be like, and one or both of the two parties have a distinguished father who's normally a dayan, type. On the rabbinical tribunal, and one says to the other, I know that under normal circumstances, Min HaTorah, a Korev is possible to be an aid and possible to be a dayan, but I'm moichel, it's okay. it's all right with me that my father or your father, meaning the father of the other party, should be the dayan. This is not considered to be masna mashakasa b'tayra, because since we're talking about dini mominus, either party can go and say, you know what, forget about the whole thing, I'll just pay you the entire amount. Or the teveya, the malvah, can say to the leiva, you know what, I'm moichel, you don't have to pay. So therefore, instead of doing that, migui that they can just dismiss the case by being moichel or mavater or whatever, so he can certainly go and say, I don't have to have three disinterested or unrelated, but I'm asking to have one of them that should be my dayan. If it's okay with you, it's okay with me. And says the Mishnah, that's not a problem. And if they say, Neman malai shloish roiyah bakar, Neman shloish roiyah bakar are the symbol of Amaratzis. However, if they're willing that these shloish roiyah bakar to be the three dayanim, okay, if they agree, they agree. Nothing wrong with that. What happens, however, if sometime subsequently one of the two parties wants to change his mind, is this written in stone that once they decided on Abba or Avicha or the Shloish Roiyah Bakar he can't change his mind? Is a machlokes between the mayor and the chacham. The mayor, Oimi Yachal, said, well, no, it's true, yesterday I said I'm maskev to have your father or my father Shloish Roiyah Bakar. I thought about it overnight, it's not a good idea, I changed my mind. Says the mayor, he could change his mind. And the Chacham said, no, once you decided and you agree, you're stuck with it. At what point does Rameir hold Yochel Lachzerbay? That was a point that Barry already asked yesterday. And I told him, Yetzisham, hopefully the Gemara is going to deal with it. And in fact, the Gemara does deal with it on the Amud Beis. At one point, can you still change your mind? And the Gemara, the Mishnah, now gives a similar case, a parallel case. Somebody has to go and make a shvua to the other one, for instance, in a case of a moedim mitzas, where you have to go and make a shvua. The ommaloi, now normally any shvua that you have to go and make has to be benekitas chayfet, we find by Avram Avinu, right? Simno yorcha tachas, simno yorcha tachas yirechi, vashbiyecha,
melkei shemayim, etc. And this was parsha, Yosef and Yaakov.
No. Good, so you have to have benekitas chayfet, and also you go make a shvua in the name of the Rabbi Shalom. It says the Gemara that what happens if he says to him, you know what, I see a little bit nervous about it, you don't have to make this type of biblical shvua of saying the name of the Rabbi Shalom and Kifas Chayfetz, it's okay if you say Dorli B'chai Roishcha, that you swear in the name of your own head and the hair on your head, that's already sufficient, which is considered of course to be a much lower level of shvua than the shvua of saying Hashem's name and then Kifas Chayfetz. Before that person makes the shvua, he can go and say, you know what, I thought about it, I want you to go and make a shvua like the Torah says. Yeah. Once he said it, it's too late. So you see the two are parallel types of cases. The Gemara is going to ask, why do I need both? We'll see in the Gemara shortly. So tomorrow, when we said at the beginning, we're talking about even if it's only one out of three, in other words, we have three dayanim, one of them is one of the guy's fathers, and I initially said, yes, I'm maskim, yeah, my father, your father, it's fine, it's okay with me. Says Ramey, you can go and change your mind. Even though that's only one out of the three. So I might have thought, since it's one out of the three, it's kind of bottle berubai, so to speak. And once you said it, no, you shouldn't really change your mind anymore, because the other two, you know, for sure, are kosher, fine and wonderful. So don't change your mind on the third one, since he's only a miyut compared to the roiv anyway. Says Rav Dimi, nevertheless, look at the first Rashi right after the Mishnah. The Rashi is about two lines higher. Even though there are two other dayanim, Amar Meir, Yochel Achzabai, he can still change his mind, even though I might have thought, no, since Roiv of his Bezin is kosher and fine, and Lechatchila and Mahadrim and Mahadrim, don't go and change your mind on the third. No, no. Even in such a case, you can't change your mind, according to Rav Meir. And now we have a new shtickle. Amar Vino Mishmuel. Now, you have to look at each one's perspective. Vis-a-vis Reuven, who is the Tevea, he is the Maluve. What he is saying is, I want you to go and pay the money that you owe me. What happens if at the end he is Moichel? He could be Moichel and say, just hold on to the funds. you can have, and in here, in this case, it's the Teveya, meaning it's the Maluva that says, I am happy to go and take my father or your father. That's what the Gemara says, is that in a sense he's being Moichel. How's he being Moichel? He says, I don't need to have three independent Ayanim. I'm willing to go and take a Dayan that has a soul and being a Karev to either me or to you. And worse comes to worse, if I lose, Mochelach. I am asking that you keep the funds. Now, the Etting Loch, in the case of Etting Loch, meaning it's the other way around, where it's the Nitba, it's the defendant that says, under normal circumstances, you want to have a bezin of three that are totally disinterested, not related to anybody. But you know what? I'm willing to go and accept upon myself Abba or Avicha, or the three Raye Bakar, even if Etting Loch is ultimately I'm going to have to go and pay you, I am asking. What happens if subsequently he changes his mind, Etting Loch? Then Avada, even the Rabbanan would agree that you can be Choysim. What's the difference between Mochaloch and between Etteloch? So Rashi explains, because when you're talking about Mochaloch, we're talking about that party that is supposed to go and pay, he's going to retain the funds and he's not going to pay. We all know that in Jewish law, so therefore, it's much easier to have a situation
with the Motzi, the stronger party can be Mochel his rights.
Correct. On the other hand, the other party who's supposed to go and pay out, for him to go and say, I don't mind taking a diet who doesn't meet up to the normal standards because he's Abba, Avicha, or Reyed Bakar, there everybody agree, Yochel Achzabai, since it's a Shvacha Dayonis, and we are requiring the Dayanim to go and be motzi ma'amayin
from the nitba.
So then, certainly, even the Rabbanan would agree that you can go and change your mind to have a more sterling bezin instead of a bezin which is only because of the stipulated and the agreed, etc. Take a quick look at the Rashi. B'mochalach itaveya amal nitva neman ali abo yavicha im yizkucha. If they find that you are right and you're going to hold on to the money, b'mochalach. Mochalach, mochalach, I lost the case. I was stupid for agreeing to Abba V'Yavicha, but it's your money, hold on to it, I'm right. Since he was holding on to it, and if the Rabban eventually decide against the Treveya and in favor of the Nidba, okay, so it's his money, he's the Muchzik, so he'll keep on holding it. The Nidba Amal Treveya, Im Yichayvuni Abba V'Yavicha, Etein Loch, if they're mechayim me, I'm going to be quite upset about that. But if that's what they do, I'm going to go and pay you. If you call yochalachzav, then everybody agrees you can be choizer. The whole mum and biyodai, since he's holding on to the money, anybody koyach leteveya lahoitzi, the teveya cannot go and be moitzi mum. That's a much more difficult thing. But the yonim kshayim, and therefore, if he's choizer, he says no, I don't want these second class dionim. Not because he's not a brilliant talmud chacham, but because he's Kraven, or Ray Bakker, whatever it happens to be, then even the Chacham would agree, you can go and change your mind. Okay, so that Rebbe Yehuda Shmuel. Again, Machoy B'Mochalach, and Etelot Rekal, Yochalach Zabai. For Rebbe Yehuda Omar, the Etin L'Chom Machlekes. No. The Etin L'Chom, there is a Machlekes between Rameir and the Chacham, and what do the Chacham hold? Eina Yochalach Zabai. Now the obvious question is Rebbe Yehuda saying that the Machlekes is only be etin l'chom machlokes, or is he saying that machlokes is by both? Is a machlokes be machalach and also be etin l'ch? And that's the more shaydi boilu. Be etin l'ch machlokes. I'm machalach to be a kol any yochalach sabay. Since he is the muchzik in the money, and everybody has agreed, we're going to go and take this type of second level of rabban, and they've agreed to it. And you can't change your mind because, after all, he holds on to the money. As soon as the bezin were to go and basket that he can keep the money, machalach it is muchzik. Oy Dilma, or did he mean to say Bein Bezu Ubein Bezu Machloikis? Maybe the Kavanah Rabbi Yechon was to say that the Machloikis of Me and the Chum are in both cases, both in the case of Machloikis and the case of Eteloch. Kutishayla, Toshim Ad Yomer Rava. We're six lines from the bottom. Machloikis be Eteloch. The Machloikis is be Eteloch. Abu Machloik Divri Hakoyu Eni Yochel Lasser Boy. But Machloik, everybody agrees, you cannot change your mind. Everybody would agree, since you're in possession of the funds, Any yochel achsaboy, then Rav and Yomik Rav Yochanan, Rav and Rav Yochanan could hold the same, and I would have arrived from this. Rav Yochanan says in the Machloikis is only be'achilach, but not by machol. Eliyamr is bein bezu Machloikis. If that's what Rav Yochanan holds, the Machloikis is in both cases machalach and etilach. And what did Rav say? Rav said the Machloikis is only be'achilach, but not by machalach. So Rav did Omer Kaman. So Rav is not learning neither like Rav Meir, neither like Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, and nor like Rav Yochanan. And the Gemara assumes that Rav would want to slot in and learn like one of the two. Why would the Gemara make such an assumption? Because they were from the Friedike Doiris, like Barry was saying before. Shmuel was a contemporary, even a Talmud of Rav. And Rav, of course, was a Shtikl Tana, Tanu Palig, and Rav Yochanan was also in the same door, or right immediately thereafter. Right. But Rav was all the way at the very end of all of the Doiris. So I might have thought, well, you know, it's like Moshe Feinstein argued with Chassam Soifer. Would he do something? By the way, he sometimes does. But the point is, I might have thought, therefore, Rav would not want to disagree with both Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, and therefore, Lechoira have arrived from Rav that he holds like Rav Yochanan, and therefore the machloikis is only in the case of etilach. But by mocholach de biyakol, eini yochol achsaboy. Anthony Gemara, no, you have no right. Rav tam de nafshi ka'omar, like Rashi said at the end, upalagat rabai. We have in fact three separate chitas in our Gemara, that of Shmuel, that the machloikis is mocholach, but the etilach everybody calls yochol achsaboy. We have Rav Yochanan that says that the machloikis is both by etilach and by mocholach, and then we have Rav who says a Yovei Kosva Shlishi, and he said, Machloik is Be'atilach. Machloch, they recall any Yochalachsma. So that's how the Gemara concludes the Shtickle. We're going to get back to this a little bit later. Frank Gemara, Ezra Ravach Bar Techlifa Le Rava. Hayichai Lechaveir Shvur. Now, this is the next case in the Mishnah, where someone was chayv to the other one a Shvur, like a Moida Mikzis type of situation. The Obeloi, you don't have to go and say in the name of Hashem, and you have to go in the Kiktas Chayfet, but Dorli B'chai Roishcha, that's enough. And then afterwards he has a change of heart. So now, Frank Digmar, my love, what type of shvuah are we talking about? Now, the shvuahs in the Torah are typically right. Like the case of a Moedim Mikzah, that Reuben says to Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I only owe you $50. Okay, pay the 50 and make a shvuah on the other 50. So you're nishba v'loy mishalim. So what's a nishba v'loy mishalim? That's havalei. That's a mochalach situation. You keep your money and you don't have to fork it over, you don't have to pay it over. Ah, pamochalach. And we see that's the machloikis in the Mishnah. So you see that pamochalach, there is a machloikis between Rav Meir and the Rabbanan. Yet Rav said a moment ago, machloikis is be'atelach, a mochalach, divyakoil any yochalach sabay. But I see the pshat in a shvua situation is a mochalach situation. And that's Rav Meir and Chacham are arguing. We're talking about Nishba Venoitel situation. Where do you have Nishba Venoitel? Says Rashi. These are all Drabbanans. You have the God, the Sochir, that on the payment date, the payroll date on Friday, the Marshal, end of the week, the Sochir, the Maskir, was sure that he paid everybody. And the Sochir said, I'm sorry, you made a mistake. And the Maskir, he said, I paid all my 50 employees. No, you only paid 49, you left me out. Since it's more likely that the Sochir is right, and the masker is wrong, not because he's dishonest, but he lost his cheshbon, and therefore we allow the socher to go and make a shvuah, you didn't pay me. And the same thing on a nigzal, and the same thing, kiyotzman said Rashi, that you can go and make such a shvuah, and you are a nishba v'noitel. Oh, nishba v'noitel, havalei ketan loch. So that's an etaloch situation. That's where the machloikis is, and therefore, says Rava, I'm talking about etan loch, that's the machloikis, yeah, but nishba v'noitel. Freitim of a tunnel, lay reisha. We already had the first case, you said, in the case of Abba V'Yavicha, that's talking about Etiloch, right? That's Rav said the Machlokes Be'etiloch. As a Bazoi, why do I have to have two separate cases, one after the other, that tell us the exact same halacha, that the Etiloch Machlokes is? Everything I'll explain to you why. Tana Toile B'das Acherim, the Tana Toile B'das Atzmai. He wants to give two cases which have a variation. What's the variation? The case of Abba V'Yavicha or Shloish Reyevakar, the halach is not going to be up to me or up to my other party that's litigating this matter. Right. It's going to be totally in the Das Acherim, meaning the Bezdeh, the judges. Masha'inkin making the Shvuah, that's already up to me, meaning that if I tell my other party, the person I'm litigating against, you can go and make this second class an Eretz Yeshua, so then I know what the likelihood is going to be. What it means, I know the likelihood. So Rashi explains, when I went and I said that I'm asking that Abba or Avicha, obviously I was hoping that they would find in my favor. If I thought my Abba would automatically go and dismiss my tainus and go and agree to the other one, I never would have agreed to have Abba as my dayan. But nevertheless, I agreed. So now I was toile b'das acherim. The das acherim, I knew that there was a 50-50 chance, or a 75-25% chance. I might lose the case, I might win the case, but I was willing to take upon myself that risk. In the case of when he says to the other party, you know what, you can go and make an inferior type of shua, there's really no doubts about it. The other guy is going to make that shua.
He wants to get out of the claim.
He wants to get his money. Of course he's going to go make the shua. So by being totally with us, I'm giving him almost like a blank check and saying, make the shua, go ahead, and you'll be mochalach, or in case of
Anish Labanoit,
depending which one it happens to be, either you'll collect, or you'll be off the hook. Either way. So there, I'm told with Das Atzmi, meaning that I know what the outcome is likely to be. In the case of told with Das Acherim, it's kind of all a fog. Right. I don't know. In the case of Das Atzmi, I know what it's going to be. And therefore, it says Imoru Tzrich. The Tana told with Das Acherim, the first case, when he said initially, Abba V'Yavicha, he didn't say with the full Gemira's Das. The Omar, because he says to himself, I don't really know if father is going to side with me. I'm hoping he will, but you never know. He might go and say, my son, what you did is wrong, and he might dismiss the case. So therefore, since he didn't have that full gemiras das, it was only, you know, with a 90% impulsive response. Yes, I'm asking to Abba Bevich. But back in his mind, he thought to himself, am I really doing the right thing? So therefore, he's able to go and still change his mind. Something like that. He knew what the outcome was going to be. No, don't be a fool. You know exactly what the fate is going to be of this case. If you agree to it, you cannot change your mind. Maybe you'd agree to Rabban. The Ashvin Bahafu would only say in the case of the Shvua Bahakam Rabbanan that you can't change your mind. You could change his mind because he didn't have that full gemiras das. That's what you have to have both cases in the Mishnah. Of Lamaisa, you have no kasha on Rava, because both cases could attack be talking about Etelach, and nevertheless, each one is giving a chiddush, one b'das atzmai, one toile b'das achay. Good. Now let's get back to the question that Barry raised yesterday. What was the shaila? When can the party that made that initial stipulation, concession, when can he go and change his mind? Rameyah says you can change your mind. Rabbanan says you can never change your mind. According to Rabbanan, the next shtikul mara is really meaningless, irrelevant. However, according to Rameyah, Rameyah says you can change your mind. Until what point? Before the Bezin issues its verdict. You say, 1 second, don't issue the verdict. I changed my mind. New rabbinical panel. I don't want to go in. Once they said you're guilty or you're innocent, that's already too late to be a kol. You can't go and say, well, you know, I was a fool. I don't like this bezin. I agreed to Abba Vavicha. Let's start again from scratch. That everybody would agree to be a kol. Now, this Reish Lakish makes a lot of sense. That's a little bit more difficult to understand. That a person agreed to Abba Vavicha and the bezin has already decided you lost the case. You know what? I have second thoughts. I would rather let's start again from the beginning. I mean, but that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Even Achri Gmardin, not even Achri Gmardin is machlekes.
And certainly before Gmardin.
That's now the shaila. Ibailo. It's similar to the shaila we had back on the Amud Aleph, the Mochaloch and Etelach. Ibailo, when Rabbi Yochanan said the Achri Gmardin machlekes, says Imar, the Achri Gmardin machlekes, Aleph Neg Gmardin divya called Yochalach Sabai.
Right.
Do we even Rabban agree? Because since we have no verdict yet, you could change your mind, we'll start again. Maybe the Rabban are holding it makes no difference. Your word is your word, your word. If you said you're saying Abba Vavicha, you're stuck with it. And Toshiman again was going to try to bring a raya from Rava. Yomar Rava, Kibal Olav Korev Apostle. If the one of the two parties says, I mask him that the dying should be a Korev Apostle, you can change your mind. Once the Bezin is issued Psak, you can no longer change your mind. Aha. See, if you're going to go and tell me that the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan was that he only machlokes in the Achimayt. Everybody agrees. You can go and change your mind. If that's the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, then Rav Damakar Rabbi Yochanan Valim in Rabbanan. Then Rav is following what Rabbi Yochanan said almost word for word, and it's according to Rabbanan. Meaning, the what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said Li'achar Gmar Din is Machloikis. Ah, and what did Rabbanan hold? Li'achar Gmar Din. You can't change your mind. What did Rav say? Keep a lot of Karav Apostle. You cannot change your mind. Now, if you hold that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that when Rabbi Yochanan said the Achig Mardin Machloikis, Ablefneig Mardin, he holds Tivya Kol Yochel Lachzabah, you can go and change your mind. So that's why Rav said Kibul of Karav Apostle Fneig Mardin Yochel Lachzabah. So therefore, what Rav is doing is he's just parroting what Rabbi Yochanan said, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that everybody holds Yochalachzabai, even the Rabbanan, since the Bezin didn't issue a verdict yet. Well, the Achim Adin, any Yochalachzabai, because we paskin like the Rabbanan. In other words, that's how Rabbi Yochanan paskins, and that's how Rav is paskining. And he's saying that what did Rabbi Yochanan say? That the Machloikis is the Achim Adin, since we go and follow the Rabbanan, as opposed to the mayor, that therefore any Yochel Achzabai. And therefore, if that's how you're going to interpret Rabbi Yochanan, then Rava says exactly word for word like Rabbi Yochanan. Believe it or not. But Liyamas, Bein Bezu, Machloikis. If you're going to go and tell me that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Machloikis is both in the case of Lifnei Gmadin, and the Machloikis is Liyachar Gmadin. And if there's a Machloikis in both, and Rabbi Yochanan were to be paskening like the Rabbanan, he would say in both cases, Eina Yochel Lachzabai. So how does Rava say now that Lefnei Gmardin Yochel Lachzabai? So Rava the Omer Keman, Ela Lechoira Lav Shmamina. He's saying Li'achar Gmardin Machloikis, and Machloikis is only Li'achar Gmardin, and not Lefnei Gmardin Shmamina.
So Rabbanan would agree to a mayor Yochel Lachzabai Lefnei Gmardin according to Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay, so what? Therefore, what does Rava hold? What Rava is saying now is that the Machloikis is solely Li'achar Gmardin, and that's when we have the Machloikis and we paskin like the Rabbanan, sorry, ain't Yochel Lachzabai, but Lefnei Gmardin, everybody would agree, Yochel Lachzabai. Now, is this what Rabbi Yochanan said? Gemara says, since I'm assuming that Rava is going to learn like Rabbi Yochanan, then Rabbi Yochanan is saying the exact same thing as Rava, and that is that the Machloikis is only Li'achar Gmardin, and not Lefnei Gmardin, Shmamina. Now there's an obvious problem over here. What's the obvious problem?
Rabbi Yochanan is silent about Lefnei Gmardin.
Okay, we're assuming that since Rava paskin that way, Rava is probably paskining like Rabbi Yochanan.
We saw in Amud Aleph that we had three separate deos of three Amoraim.
So back on the Amud Aleph, when we had the Shaila,
he's not locked in.
When we had the Shaila, where's the Machloikis, whether it is by Machloch or Etein Loch, there we wanted to go and say that Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not sure whether Rabbi Yochanan holds the Machloikis in both cases, Machloch, Etein Loch, so let's bring a Raya from Rava, because Rava probably would defer to Rabbi Yochanan. It could be Tab de Nafshika, and he argues with Rabbi Yochanan. And here, he automatically goes, says he was in lockstep with Rabbi Yochanan. It must be that he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. And since Rabbi Yochanan said that the Machloikis is Li'achar Gmardin, we paskin like the Rabbanan, so how did Rava say that Lefnei Gmardin Yochel Lachzabai? Muzduch Zayin, that Rabbi Yochanan holds, and me, Rabbi, also hold that Lefnei Gmardin, there's no Machloikis, and Divya Kol Yochel Lachzabai. Shema Mino, the Machloikis is only Li'achar Gmardin, and not Lefnei Gmardin. Why don't we go and say, no, Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan.
Right.
So anyway, this is not my kasha. Rashi asks his kasha. And Rashi says the reason why the Gemara felt on the Amud Aleph that we could say that Rava is a Tamid and Afshe is saying a third view is because if you remember back on the Amud Aleph, we had a discussion, where is the Machloikis in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and the Chacham? Where Rav Yehuda Mishmul said the Machloikis is Machalach, but not by Etein Loch. While Rabbi Yochanan said, the Machloikis by Etein Loch, and I don't know what Rabbi Yochanan holds, the Gabe Machloch, and that was the Iboilu. And then we have Rava that comes on the scene, and Rava says, the Machloikis is the Etein Loch. Machloch, do we call any Ochloch, and now the question is Rava taking the side of Shmuel, or of Rabbi Yochanan, or is it a brand new Shita B'fnei Atzmai? But that's because Rava is talking on the same turf, talking about the same terms as Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan in terms of where is the machlekes? Is the machlekes by mochalah? Is the machlekes by atilah? Is the machlekes by both? So the Rav gave his shita where the machlekes is, and therefore says Himar, it doesn't have to be that Rav is interpreting the machlekes just like Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe he has an independent view. Our Gemara, however, Rav is not taking sides in machlekes. Rav is telling you the halacha lemaisa, meaning Reish Lakish said the machlekes is the negmar. Rabbi Yochanan said the machlekes is the achrig maden. Each one says machlekes, machlekes. Says Rav, I'm not getting involved in machlekes because I'm deferring to you, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, as to what the machlekes is. You figure it out. What I'm going to tell you is the halacha lemaisa. What's halacha lemaisa? Keep all of karva bazel negmar den. Yochel achrabay. Since Rav is not getting involved in the machlokes between the mayor and the Rabbanon, and he's saying, I leave it to you people, he's obviously taking the view of Rabbi Yochanan, because he says, Li'achig Mardin, then, cool, then, Eini Yochel Achserboy, right? Achig Mardin, Yochel Achserboy.
That's what the machlokes is, and Rabbanon say you cannot.
Because Rabbi Yochanan had already established that the machlokes in our Mishnah is only the Achig Mardin machlokes,
and the Paskins like Rabbanan and Yochalach.
So and therefore, I Rava follow Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbanan in that interpretation.
So this wasn't a Mishnah share. This was a Halacha Lamaisa share.
That's how Rashi answers the Pshat Nigmar. If you look, you see the Rashi Rava the Omer Kiman.
Yes.
Okay, go down halfway.
Yeah.
V'leishayich lemeimar halfway down. V'leishayich lemeimar halacha. Rabak tamad de nafshi ka'omar, like we had on the Omer Aleph. Usvir like the chipli rabbana liachim arden. Av neig arden. Avu Rabbi Yochanan maybe bein bezu machloikis. And therefore Rav is arguing not only with Reish Lakish but also with Rabbi Yochanan. No. To lay ay Rav beplukt the cloud. Rav is not getting into the nitty gritty, the details about Rav Meir and Rabban. Like you said, he was giving halacha shir, halacha lemaisa, not talking about a meir rabban.
It wasn't a halacha shir.
So then, how did he learn pshat in this machlekes? He said, I deferred to Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So obviously, if he deferred to them, I see that he's following in the footsteps of Rabbi Yochanan because he's passing the Acher Gemar Din
and like the Rabbanan,
and like Rabbi Yochanan learned like the Rabbanan. Right. So therefore, the assumption is that he is totally in link or in sync, I should say, with Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore the Machlokes is only the Acher Gemar Din and not pre Gemar Din, because pre Gemar Din, everybody agrees, says Rabbi Yochanan, both the Meir and the Rabbanan, that even the Rabbanan hold Yochol Lachzer Bayim. And that's the end of that shtickle. And now from here until the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to discuss Taka, what is the Halacha Lamaisa? So Sholach Lei Rav Nachman Bar, here it says Bar Rav Chizda, on the side it says Bar Rav Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yankiv, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Tell me, lefnei gemar din machlokes, liag din machlokes. Where's the machlokes in the Mishnah? And v'aloch yedimrei me. And how do we pass it? Sholach leis. He told him liag gemar din machlokes.
Like Rabbi Yochanan.
Oh, v'aloch yedimrei chachom.
Like Rabbi Yochanan.
And like Rova, that liag gemar din, you cannot change your mind. Vashi Omar, hachi sholach leis. No. The shalari was not liag gemar din, but liag etin lachom machlokes, ma'ochelach machlokes that we had in the Yomer Aleph. V'aloch yedimrei me. Which is like Rabbi Yochanan. That you can no longer change your mind, not only in the case of Machalach, but even in the case of Etelach. That's how Besura Machniach, that's how they learned it in Surah. Besura Machniach, but in Pabdisa they learned in the following. This is now a new Shiloh that we didn't have until now. Until now, the whole discussion in our Mishnah was that it was Dvor and Ba'alma, just Dibor, where one of the two parties said to the other, I mask him with Abba, I mask him Abba Avicha, Dishleish Royim Bakar, or I mask him that you, the other litigant, you can go and make a simple Shvua, not
an
inferior Shvua. That's all talking about there was no Kinyan. But what happened if he said, I want to make sure you don't change your mind.
Right.
I want that your say should be cemented
locked in.
So what do you do? Mekonim Yodeh. Let's go and take a Kenyan Suder, make a Kenyan. And that's what he did. Can you still change your mind? My Shalach Lehu. Once you do a Kenyan, you're stuck, locked in, according to everybody. You like that?
Yes.
Zok Danai Mishnah. Next Mishnah is very simple, very straightforward. Zokta Mishnah. Ve'ilein ha'psulin. The following apostle for Dionys and for Eidus. What are the four? Hamasach Bekuvia, a gambler. Hamalv Beribis, someone who lends Beribis. Mafrichi Yoidim is also a shtickle gambler. The two pshatim in the Gemara. Mafrichi Yoidim, a poshut pshat, means whose horse is going to win first, or whose yoida, whose pigeon, yeah, or whose dove. The Sochri Shviz, and those people that are Sochri Shviz, merchants in Shmita. These four are possible. Amr of Shimon, Bevchilo, Yekoyen, Oysen, Oysay Shviz. Originally, they didn't call them Sochrim, they called them Oysay Shviz.
Porters.
Ah, Misherobo Anosim, and after a while, when they forced themselves, we'll see what that means, cause of the crisis of Sochri Shviz, they changed the title from Oysay Shviz now to Sochri Shviz. So they have to go and change their cards, that their business cards, and say, I'm not an Oysay Shviz anymore, I'm now a Sochri Shviz. What's the difference between Oysay Sochri and Mitchum? We're going to learn that tomorrow, or on Sunday, in Yetz Hashem. Mimor is going to discuss that. Amr Yudah, Amesai. When do I say that these four are apostle? If that's the only occupation that they have, they are gamblers, or malbaribis, all that, like a higher Mishnah, then they take apostle. However, if they have other businesses, and this is kind of a side hobby, after all, you have a lot of people that are business, and then over the weekend they go to Las Vegas or whatever,
Atlantic City,
to go and bet. So that's just a side occupation. What's the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi says that the reason why these four are puzzled at the outset of the Mishnah is because Hoyul ve'ein asukin. Rashi would be right before the Gemara. Hoyul ve'ein asukin yishuv v'shalaylam. These are like people that are constantly the homeless types or the late sonim types. Exactly. Einan b'kiyam b'tivdin u'masumat. They're never in serious business. They're all just jokers and all that. Einan yerechet. They don't care about anything. So you can't go and hire them as a dayan or as an eid. Not hire, but you can't ask them to be a dayan or an eid because they don't care. Yeah, what difference? A million dollars here, $1 million there. It doesn't make a difference to you. You did lend the money. You didn't lend them the money. Oh, cares. So they're willing to say anything that you want them to say just by asking them. So therefore, they're unreliable. Why does the Mishnah only talk about these four cases? Why don't we talk about that the Psulim include Gazlonim,
Machal
Shabbos, Rotzchim, and all those? So you have a Toysis about it here on the side. Toysis that belong to Eilei and Psulim. He says, because our Mishnah, look at the third line, our Mishnah is talking only about Psulid Rabban. So you see, fourth line from in here. Mishim Dulei Choshim Asisa Rak Psulid Rabban. These are all Drabban. That's a very good question.
Yeah.
So Toysis goes through all four. Only psulid rabbana ninu. How? Misachim mikovia lemadiyam asmachti machrekanya. So that's not minatoyi. That's a rabbanan. Then skip a few lines, and you're asking about the malv beribis. Beginning of the line, malv beribis, my beribis shenik tutsa. It's only avak ribis. It's also only a rabbanan. That's number two. What about the mafrichi yoinim? That's the same thing as misach mikovia. That's like misach mikovia because it's also asmachta. And what's the fourth case? So chashvius so much shvius v'zmana zeh. They ain't also element rabbanan because the shvius the arise and chabad and iser to go. And what's the reason for all these four zokimar? Why are these guys possible? Misach mikovia my covid. What did he do wrong? Well, I have extra money, so I'm gambling it. So what did I do wrong? Why am I possible? Anytime that you are engaging in gambling, you know there's a good chance that you're going to lose. And of course, there's at least a chance that you're going to go and win. So what happens if you go and lose money? Did you go into this gamble knowing that you're going to lose? And if you said, if I knew I was going to gamble, I'm going to lose, would he have invested the money? Would he have spent the money? A normal person would say no. I mean, some people would say, well, I had a lot of fun. He doesn't really mean that. Anytime you gamble, you go and invest in the lottery. When you go invest in the lottery and somebody else wins, you say, well, I'm very happy for him. Okay, I lost money. You feel bad. If you would have known that you were going to lose, you would never have invested. You never played in the first place. Well, why should I play and lose money? So therefore, the person who won and took that money, he's like stealing from you. Right. He didn't. If he would have known, would he have ever engaged in that? So anybody that's involved in gambling and sometimes wins, so when he's winning, he's really stealing from the other guy, because the other guy would never have agreed if he would have known. So that's the svar. So since he happens to be stealing, so therefore he's now no longer reliable when it comes to Inyani Mominus, and that's why he can't be a dayan or an aid in Inyani Mominus. That's the svar of Rami Bachama. Rav Sheshes Omar, Kolkiya Gavla Vesmachti, Dusun Nishkan Asmachta. What is the case of Asmachta? Says Rashi. Case of Asmachta. I'm sorry?
The small one?
Small one? The small sefer, correct. The Kol Kegam Lav Asmachta. This is Nishkan Asmachta. So what is an Asmachta? Says Rashi, one of two cases. Where it's biyodoy. For instance, Rashi gives a case, Mashlish Eshtoroy. Well, Mashlish Eshtoroy, the person paid off 50% of the choiv. Well, he's not going to want to write a shoiv for me, and he's not going to want to tear up the shtar, so I'm going to give it to a sholish. And I tell the sholish, listen, mister, if I don't come back and pay the other $50 on this $100 choiv within 1 month, hand over the shtar. So why would I make such a bold statement? Because I know that I'm going to get the other $50. I'm expecting a check in the mail. One of my CDs is about to go and terminate. I'm going to have the money. And guess what happened? Unfortunately, it did not materialize. I was so sure that this was going to happen. Zuntai. So that's the case of an asmachta where the person really, really, 99%, there's no reason why that shouldn't have happened. But unfortunately, it did happen. So that's one case. Another case Rashi gives is, the land happens to be fallow, and I made up that I'm going to go and plow it within the next 30 days. And if I don't plow in 30 days, I'm going to go and pay you as if the most extravagant, the most delicious, luscious crop, and I'm going to have to pay you a huge amount. He's convinced there's no reason why he shouldn't go during the next 30 days, get a plow. Guess what happens?
He broke his leg.
He broke his leg. All the plow owners, all their plows broke, right. Or they're all sold out, or they're all rented. He couldn't. I was so sure. So that's the case of Asmacht Lekan. But here, everybody knows when they're going into a gamble, there's a good chance that I'm not going to win. I mean, how many times do I win the lottery? The
probabilities are clear.
Exactly. So then, in such a case, it's not considered to be an asmachta. So that's not a case. What's the reason why? Which was the svar that we had at the end of the Mishnah, that was Rabbi Yehuda, that if they are oisik in other umnes, okay, they're kosher. But if that's the only thing he does all day, he's just a gambler, disqualified. What's enough kimina? A kimina, like we just said, the gomrim nusa achriti. If in fact he has another umnis, did not like we learned in the Mishnah, Omer Yehuda, Amos and Bisman Shalem umnis olahu, then he's disqualified, he's psulim, avieshlam umnis shalohu. If he's not just a gambler, but he also has on the side, he is a computer programmer and he makes money, or he's works for the city, he works for the post office, whatever. He has a decent job. He's a gambler on the side. Oh, I'm going to tell you, he's kshay. Freitimar Alma Taima. So what I see from this, that the way Rav Sheshes is learning is that the reason for the mission is Yishu Shaloylam. And as we're going to see in the Gemara in another moment, L'choira, this is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. It's not the svar of the Tanakama. The Tanakama is the Elihan Apsulim. And Rabbi Yehuda, well, it depends. Yo umnish, nisht umnish. So how is the Gemara asking and saying that the svar of the Tanakama is because if he does have another umnish, he doesn't have another umnish, mishum mishum shalom, isn't that Rabbi Yehuda? That's not the Tanakama. It's Zokti Mora, kashin l'ramim b'chama. What is, so it's now Kasher Rambam Bachamah. What's Kasher Rambam Bachamah? Rambam Bachamah said that the reason is because of Asmachta. And I see now from Rabbi Yehuda at the end of the Mishnah, like Rav Sheshes, to the Chayyim, the reason is because of Yeshua Shaloylam, and that's why there's a difference if he has another Omnis and he doesn't have another Omnis. So now, Bachitayma, the easy way out for Rambam Bachamah is Pligir Rabbana Leid Rabbi Yehuda. This is a machloikis. From Rabbi Shum and Levi, Komok Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Eimasai. Or the med bor mamurim ain't the elafarit of yichachamim. Ooh, so what?
There's
no machlokas over here. Rabbi Yehuda is just explaining. When did the Tanakhama say helim sulim? Amos amashinim umnes avyeshlam umnes. Then it's kosher. So no, if that's the case, and Rabbi Yechon Amar Amos elafarish, I agree with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that whenever Yehuda says Amos, I thak lefarish, not a machlekes. But man, that's already machlekes. But man, for mamurim, that's already machlekes. But udkuli alma Amos, I lefarish. Is a bazoi. How did Rabbi Bachama say that the reason because of Asmachta? I see clearly the reason of the Tanakam is like Rabbi Yehuda, Amos, I. It's because of Yeshua Shalaylam. And again, the Marsan, like we had with Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, right? He has his own view. As to
they're both Amorayim, although Rami Rechama is a junior to Rav Sheshes.
True. Okay. So the Gemara is saying is Rav Sheshes says
it's like Rabba to Rav Yochanan. They're both all Amorayim.
Exactly. Frank the Mavali Pligi. Is there in fact no Machlokes? We just finished another couple of lines. In other words, you're telling me exactly. You're telling me that both Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda hold exactly the same because he says Eimasai. For Tanya, I'm going to bring you a brayza. Bein sheyesh li umnes, bein sheloihu, bein sheein li umnes elahu. How is that possible? Oh, it's very, very clear. This is the Rabbanan of our Mishnah. And they don't distinguish between if he has a separate umnes. If he doesn't have a separate umnes, he's always possible. Why is he possible? Presumably, like Rama Bachama said, because it's an asmachta. An asmachta like Kanya. And you're telling me that everybody agrees. That's a third view. That is not the Rabbanan of our Mishnah. That's not the Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. It's Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rav Tarfin. Who's Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rav Tarfin? He's rather talking about a totally different parsha in the Torah. What's that parsha? The parsha of Nazirus. This is Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rav Tarfin. What is this all about?
Right.
What happens if you have two people who are sitting on a park bench? A person is passing by and he has long, long hair. And the two people are now saying to each other, Yankel says to Beryl, see that guy with the long hair? He is a Nazir. You don't know what you're talking about. Nishka Nazir. And then Beryl comes and says, Nishka Nazir. So we have Yankel and Beryl. Yankel says he is a Nazir. And Beryl says he's not a Nazir. He's just a hippie or yippie. I'm shigena. He's not a Nazir. So who's right? Yankel says, I'm telling you. I'm going to ask him in a moment. I'm telling you he's a Nazir. I'm saying it with such confidence that I'm telling you Harani Nazir if he is a Nazir. If he turns out he's a Nazir, like we
too.
Then I'm going to be a Nazir. And the other guy says, and I'm telling you, if I'm right and he's not a Nazir, then I'm going to be a Nazir. So now the Chori would say that one of them, a Manavshek, is going to be a Nazir, because either way, we're going to ask him, what is he going to tell you? Either he's going to say, I'm a Nazir, so then Yaakov becomes a Nazir, or he's going to say, I'm not a Nazir. What's a Nazir? I don't know what you're talking about. Then Beryl will be a Nazir. So one of them has to be a Nazir. Says Reb Tarfin, neither one is a Nazir. Why neither one? Says the Pasuk, Ish ki yafli lindor neder nozer lahazar Hashem. What means yafli has to be a Lashon hafla. Hafla means has to be clear cut that he knows for sure, but the ganze gemira stas, that he is a Nazir. But it's not a total gemira stas, because each one realizes it's 50-50. Even though he says it with confidence, oh, I'm sure. It might turn out it's the other way around. So therefore, it's not lahafla, and therefore, neither one becomes a Nazir. What does it have to do with our gemara over here? Our gemara over here, even though that's talking about Nazirus, the Gemara is saying that the same thing applies to our Gemara over here. That what? That we're talking about Nasmachta. Although Rabbanan of our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah Pasel the Mesachet Kuvi and all those other wonderful people because they're Einoi Oisik B'Yeshuvoi Shol Oilam, but that's not the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Rab Tarfin, and that's not the Svara of the Braisa. The brayzer that says ben sheyeshli umnes, ben sheloihu, ben sheinle umnes elahu, harizeh apostle. You know why? Because it's an asmachta, and asmachta loikanya. How do I know asmachta loikanya? Because you don't know for sure whether you're going to be right or you're going to be wrong. Maybe I'll win the wager. Maybe I won't win the wager. Same thing like by Naziris. Will that person turn out to be a Nazir? Won't he? Just like by Naziris, it has to be clear cut. 100%, so too when it comes to mominus, it has to be 100%. If you're talking about asmachta, asmachta is by definition a suffix. Maybe I'll win, maybe I won't win. Say the Rabbanan, oh, you're always engaging in asmachta activities. So then you're apostle mid Rabbanan, and that's why you're apostle for an aid and for a dayan. So what's the conclusion of the Gemara? The conclusion of the Gemara is that in fact it's not only Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is saying a Masai, but in fact there's another Mandiyama, that Mandiyama, the Braisa, that disagrees. What are they disagreeing? What's the psul of the four psulim in our Mishnah? Is it a psul of that Eine Oisik Bishuvishol Oilam, which is the Svar of the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, or is it like Rami Bar Chamas and Misha Masmachta, and that's certainly the Svar of the other Braisa, which says clearly, Ben Yo Umnis, Ben Shaloy Umnis, he's always possible. Al Tzasmachta,
and that because you should. Of Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rab Tarfin.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So that gives everybody. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Have an easy fast.